Thank you so much. Thank you all for coming to church tonight. I'm sure that makes God happy that you're here. I hope you're happy you're here. I'm happy you're here. The tour group's happy you're here. It's a lot more fun to sing to people than to sing to an empty room. Man, praise the Lord. Thank you for letting us come, Pastor, and thank you for your friendship for so many years. And it truly is a joy to be back here in Madison. And I do get to have my daughter with me. Her name is Kinsey. She graduated high school last Friday, and will be enrolling in Hiles Anderson this fall. She has traveled with me on tour since she was a little baby. And this is her last summer to be able to do that with Dad. Now that she's in college, she has to be in a tour group in order to travel on tour. But she got to be with us on this portion of our summer, and it's been a joy to have her with me these couple of days. The tour group does a pretty good job, don't they?
Amen.
Man, I enjoy listening to them sing. They're kind of growing on me, it's a joy and a blessing. You enjoy hearing them sing tonight? I sure did. If you enjoyed hearing them, you can buy some of their music and take it home and listen to them all the way home. We do have some CDs on the table out there in the foyer. We got two brand new CDs this year. I'll take just a minute to tell you about those. One of them is called Songs from Our Heart, Volume 2. About 5 years ago, we kind of transitioned the way we were structuring our music department at Hiles Anderson and gearing it towards, with our music theory classes, teaching the students in music how to be able to take the songs and melodies that the Lord has put in their heart, transcribe that into sheet music, teach it to a singing group, and then we give them the opportunity to record that. And so about 5 years ago, we did a CD called Songs from Our Heart, Volume 1. Actually, one of Chloe's songs is on that CD. Well, this year, we did Volume 2. And the song the group did a few minutes ago that Elijah wrote, Let Go and Let God, that's on that CD, as well as songs from several of our other students. That's fully orchestrated, beautiful CD called Songs from Our Heart, Volume 2. And then our newest one out there is called Almighty Unchangeable God. It features this tour group, the song they did a few minutes ago, I Praise You Now, is on that CD, as well as songs from all of our other tour groups that are traveling, our choirs and ensembles from the college. Over 200 students are involved in that CD, and that's back there on the table, Almighty Unchangeable God. If you'd like to get a CD tonight, and we hope you will, we hope you get more than one. If you buy one, they're $15. If you get two or more, they're $10 a piece. So you can get one for $15, two for $20. You can get both of our new CDs for $20. And this year we stepped into the 21st century, Pastor, and we started producing flash drives. And we're finding as we travel that people are buying cars that don't have CD players in them anymore. And so this year we took both of our new CDs and put them on a flash drive. So all you got to do is plug that into your car and you have both of the CDs on one flash drive. You can get that for $20 as well. And we've got some sheet music out there and a variety of other music and CDs on the table. And I hope you'll stop by. We've got information about the college, a brand new brochure that we produced this year, a view book, 16 pages. Gives you information about Hiles Anderson. We've got some information cards you can fill out, get on our mailing list, a variety of other things. But it is a joy to be here tonight, and I hope we'll get to meet all of you after the service. Those of you who do not know me, I've been here a few times through the years. My name is Anthony Collins, Vice President of Operations at Hiles Anderson College. I've had the privilege of serving on staff there for 22 years, and I oversee our music department, our activities department, and a variety of different areas of the college. Basically, it's my job to make sure our students have fun while they're in school and that they get married before they leave. So you pray for me. You see what I've got to work with down here. It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. You know what I mean? And if Daniel can get a girl, anybody can get a girl. You know what I'm saying? And boy, Riley, she's such a sweet girl. And it's amazing. It's a miracle of God that Daniel got a girl like that. But we're so glad he did. Amen? Amen. Well, let's get into the scripture tonight. Philippians is where we're going to be. If you've got your Bible, open up to Philippians. I learned this little trick when I was younger. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. General Electric Power Company. Here, oh yes, I'm going to switch over to this, my brother. Yes, there we go. How's that? Is that better? Yeah, so I'm 45 years old, And I still sometimes have to think, General Electric Power Company, where am I at in the New Testament? But Philippians chapter 4 is where we're going to be. We're going to read some familiar verses this evening, and I'm going to kind of give you a recipe, a formula, if you will. How many of you ladies cook with recipes? How many of you men cook with recipes? I like to grill and smoke meat. And my wife does essential oils. I say my essential oil is bacon grease. You know what I'm saying? But there's a recipe for doing all that. You got to do it just right. Last weekend, we had my daughter's open house for graduation, and we did smoked pork shoulder and did pulled pork, and we did a big fundraiser at church a week before that, and I did 80 pounds of pork shoulder for that. There's a recipe to get what you want, right? If you're making chocolate chip cookies, there's a recipe you got to follow to get those chocolate chip cookies to come out right in the end. For most of us, it's just open the package, slice it up, put it on a pan, put it in the oven. They come out as long as you don't cook the package or something crazy like that, right? But if you want a desired outcome, you're going to follow the recipe. So as we look here in Philippians chapter 4, a very familiar verse, verse number 7. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. The peace of God. Boy, it seems like peace is like a mysterious thing in this world we live in. Right. Pastor alluded to it in prayer time a few minutes ago. June, the month of June is a month that is just sad in America. Yep. And it's a month that generates uneasiness and turmoil and really a lack of peace. If you watch the news, there's no peace. Everywhere you look, there's struggle, there's conflict, there's unrest, there's all sorts of things all around the world. There's no peace. I don't know about you, but I want peace. And I know that true peace is only going to come when the Lord comes back and wipes away all this mess and we get to live with Him for eternity. But I want to live in a peaceful house. You know, I'm a dad and a husband. I don't want to have turmoil and strife in our house. I want to have peace. I am an administrator, vice president at Hiles Anderson College, and I have a staff that works with me at the college. And amongst my staff, I want to have peace. I don't want us to have strife every day. We're traveling with a tour group, and when you put four people living together in a vehicle for the whole summer, there's bound to be conflicts, but we want peace, right? The peace of God, which passeth all understanding. Man, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want to have a peaceful existence. Now, sure, storms are going to come. Difficulties are going to come that are going to cause challenges in all of our lives. And that's just part of living. Jesus even warned us, you know, if you love me, the world's going to hate you. And they can hate me, and that's okay. I can still live a peaceful life. Philippians tells us how to get it. Philippians gives us the recipe, if you will, for the peace of God. So let's look at it. It comes in the few verses that precede verse number 7. Let's start looking in verse number 4. Ingredient number 1 for the peace of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The word rejoice, but I love the Webster's Dictionary. I don't have games, and I don't have a bunch of crazy stuff on my phone, but I do have the Webster's 1828 Dictionary app on my phone. And when I do my Bible study and when I do my Bible reading, I have my Bible. I have this notebook. I'm actually giving you a thought from my personal devotions from a few months ago in my devotions. And I have my phone with my Webster's Dictionary app because I like to look up words and know what they mean. And I don't need one of these newfangled definitions that the world has come up with today. I want to know what the words mean from a long time ago. So I looked up the word rejoice. It means to experience joy and gladness in a high degree. Ingredient number 1, to have the peace of God, which passeth all understanding in our lives, is to rejoice in the Lord always. Experience joy and gladness in a high degree. Basically, don't be a grump. I mean, if there's any group of people in this world who should be happy, it should be Christians, right? I mean, we've got something to live for. We've got that eternal hope. We've got that blessed assurance, amen? We have a reason to be happy, so don't be a grump. Amen. You want the peace of God in your life? Don't be grumpy all the time. I'm saved and I'm happy about it, bless God. Don't be a grump. Be happy. Yes. Number one. Ingredient number one in this mysterious concoction of the peace of God, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Number two, look at verse 5. Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand. Moderation is an interesting word. We don't use it in our normal conversation today. But moderation by definition means... Now, this is deep, so you got to pay attention. The state of being moderate. You're learning something tonight, folks. You thought you were just coming to church. You're learning something tonight. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Keeping balance between extremes or excess of violence. This is from the Webster's Dictionary. Restraint of violent passions or indulgence of appetite. Calmness of mind. Reverend Schofield from the Schofield Reference Bible describes moderation with the word gentleness. I like that definition. The Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. Now, when we think of things that are known unto all men, I mean, there's a few. I think of like branding. I'm studying for a new class that I'm teaching at the college this fall about in our media department, where we're going to discuss branding and we're going to talk about marketing structures and branding your ministry or your church or your school or whatever it is you're working on. And when I think of branding, I think of some brands that are familiar to us. When you hear the words "just do it," what do you think of? Nike. That's the brand. That's something that is known to all men. When you think of it melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Oh, come on now. This is an interactive audience, okay? M&M's, there you go. Come on now. How about this one? The breakfast of champions. Wheaties, that's right, Wheaties. How about, I bet you can't eat just one. Lay's potato chips, come on. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. All of you should know that one. That's like a hymn of the faith right there. Like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Yeah, the tour group knows it. Y'all gotta have to wake up out there, I'm telling you right now. How about fly the friendly skies? United, there you go, there you go. Let's see. The best part of waking up, Folgers in your cup. Come on, coffee drinkers, you gotta bear witness with me tonight, okay? These are things, most places when I teach this lesson, they are known to all men. Tonight, maybe not so much. I don't know, maybe you're tired. How about have it your way? Burger King. Here's an old TV commercial, you may remember this. Can you hear me now? Verizon. How about finger licking good? Yeah, KFC, couple more. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that. Yeah, you got it. Now you're getting with me here. When you care enough to send the very best. Hallmark, yeah. These are slogans that for most normal people in the world, they're very well known. And God wants our moderation, our gentleness, our evenness, our not swaying from one extreme to the other. He wants us as Christians for that to be known unto all men. You know, we get real fanatical, and we're independent Baptists, and we're happy that we're angry about some stuff, right? But we can't let that define us. We preach hard, we preach the Bible, we preach against sin, but when we're out there in the community, If we want the peace of God in our lives, I mean, I didn't write the Bible. God said, let your moderation be known unto all men, for the Lord is at hand. That's ingredient number two. It only gets harder from here on out, so just be ready. Number one, we say rejoice. That's ingredient number one. Number two, let your moderation be known unto all men. Here we go. Number three, verse six, be careful for nothing. This is the one that hits home with me because I'm a worry wart. I worry. I think of every possible thing that could go wrong and try to come up with a solution for it before it happens. And most of the time, the things that I'm trying to come up for solutions for, they don't happen to begin with. How many of you are with me on that, right? Be careful for nothing. Careful means full of care, anxious, or worrisome. You lay in bed at night and you think about what you're doing the next day and you worry. What if the car doesn't start? What if he doesn't show up on time? What if? And we start creating these scenarios in our mind and we start to worry. I'm the activities director at Hiles Anderson College, and I plan big events, I plan small events. I've done events for hundreds and hundreds of people where we're loading 16 buses full of people and taking them to Chicago for an activity. I've done events where it's two people in a van. We've got four tour groups out on the road, and I can lay in bed at night when I pray for the tour groups, and I think, what if they get rear-ended by a milk truck? And I can worry. But if I want the peace of God on my life, be careful for nothing. Don't worry. Be happy. Okay. All right, that'll come later on. Okay. Don't worry. That's number three. And I got to hurry because I'm running out of time. I'm worried that I'm going to go too long. Next, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You want peace? You want the peace of God which passeth all understanding? Pray for it. Amen. Pray about it. Don't worry. Pray. In everything, with prayer and supplication, bring your requests to God. You got a need? Ask God for it. You got a problem? Ask God for it. We left the college yesterday morning. It seems like a week ago already. We left the college yesterday morning and we were driving up to Kenan for our service. That's where we were last night. We were about 200 miles from Kenan and one of the tires blew on the shuttle. Now we have dually axles. Now this is the second vehicle this group has had because last week they got rear-ended by a milk truck. That wasn't a joke. I was serious about that. So now this week they blew the tire on the rear axle of the bus. And I'm trying to figure out which one of them has got sin in the camp over here. We need to pray for them and have an exorcism or something. I don't know what. But so we blew the tire. We pull off the side of the road. It was the inside tire on the rear axle. And I'm like, what in the world are we going to do? I called our mechanic at the college. He's on vacation. He's like, you could try to get it fixed or you can try to just go. And I was like, I got like 200 miles. He said, don't go over 55. So the bus is not fully loaded, and we took the girls and put them on the other side of the bus to distribute the weight, and it worked out really good. But for 200 miles, Pastor, I was praying and fasting that we would just make it to our service last night and we would figure it out later. But I was doing a little worrying too. But when we get in those kind of scenarios, there's really nothing we can do about it anyway. So why don't we just take it to God? When those difficult times come in our life, you're not going to be able to fix it. Take it to God. Prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. I got to hurry tonight. Number one ingredient, peace of God, rejoice. Number two, let your moderation be known. Number three, don't worry. Number four, bring your requests to God. Number five, as part of that, be thankful. He says, with thanksgiving. It's easy to be thankful when everything's going great. It's a lot more difficult to be thankful when things aren't going so great. Honestly, the group got rear-ended last week by a milk truck and totaled a vehicle. But the milk truck driver got saved on the side of the highway that day. Amen. Well, there's always something to be thankful for. Amen, sir. You want the peace of God in your life? Be thankful. Amen. I think, this is my opinion, this is 1 Anthony chapter 2. The two biggest sins in our country today disrespect, and unthankfulness. If we would grasp those things, if young people today would grasp respect and thankfulness, it would change the world. You want peace in your heart? You want peace in your job? You want peace in your life? You want peace at home? Be thankful. Teach your kids to be thankful. Teach your husband to be thankful. Teach your wife to be thankful. Be thankful. Then, verse 7 comes, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You want the peace of God in your life? Rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. Your even keel, gentle. That doesn't mean don't have convictions. That doesn't mean don't stand for right. That just means don't be a jerk about it. Don't worry. Pray. Bring your requests to God, prayer and supplication. Be thankful. Then the peace of God will keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. It passes all understanding. You may not understand it. We don't have to understand. God takes care of everything. The peace of God, inward peace, when the believer has committed to God through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving all of his anxieties. The peace of God, when the believer has committed to God through prayer and thanksgiving all of his anxieties. Boy, that's what I want. That's the kind of home I want. That's the kind of job and work environment that I want. That's the kind of tour group I want. That's the kind of life that I want to live. One that has the peace of God. How about you tonight? It's not a mysterious thing. You can have the peace of God. The Bible tells us how to get it. All we have to do is follow the recipe. You want chocolate chip cookies? Follow the recipe. You want the peace of God? Follow the recipe. It's right there. All we have to do is do what the Bible tells us to do. And it's amazing how things work out in the end when we do what God tells us to do, right? Maybe you're here tonight and you'd say, you know, I'm in conflict at home, at work, in my heart, in my mind. I need the peace of God in my life. Maybe you're here tonight and you're in conflict and you don't even know the God that brings peace. I never have a service on tour where I don't share the gospel. Amen. Because that's the most important thing, folks. Yes. God loves you. He wants you to have peace. He wants to give it to you. But you got to have him first. Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. A couple verses later, Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My favorite word in the Bible is the word whosoever, because whosoever surely meaneth me. Whosoever means it doesn't matter what I did 10 years ago, 10 days ago, or 10 minutes ago, because I am a whosoever, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Are you here tonight, and you need the God of peace? In a moment, we'll stand, and I'll pray, and I'll turn the invitation over to the pastor. We'll give you an opportunity. If you're here tonight, and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, would you get that settled before you leave? If you're here tonight, and you're in turmoil, you're in distress, you're fearful and afraid, and you don't know what's going on, and you just need peace, would you come down and ask for it? Ask for it. Follow that recipe. It's there for every single one of God's people. Let's stand together, please, with our heads bowed and eyes closed. I'll pray. I'll turn the invitation over to Pastor. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is an outline, a recipe for life. If we want to have an abundant life, if we want to have a peaceful life, you tell us how to get it. And how crazy we are to try to change the recipe and figure it out on our own when you laid it out so clear and so plain for us. Lord, I pray tonight if there's somebody in this auditorium that doesn't know you as their personal Savior, that they'll get that settled before they leave this room. And Lord, I pray for every Christian in the room tonight that they will desire the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, to keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, and help us to follow that plan, follow that recipe that you laid out so clearly for us. Bless this time of invitation now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.